The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in two cases that will help determine how far the federal government's trust responsibility extends to American Indian tribes. In the first, Arizona's White Mountain Apache tribe is suing the government for allowing the historic military fort on its reservation to fall into ruin. Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker reports.
Fort Apache sits a lofty 5,000 feet high in central Arizona's White Mountains, along the East Fork of the White River. Mountainsides blanketed with ponderosa pines line the valley on both sides. In the center is the fort, an old parade grounds with officers' quarters and the ruins of barracks lining either side. The Army established it in 1870 during its campaign to confine Apache people to reservations. Today, the fort is home to the Theodore Roosevelt Boarding School for Indian students and a post office. It's also a National Historic Site the White Mountain Apache tribe wants to make into a tourist attraction. Bureau of Indian Affairs archaeologist John Welch unlocks the front door of an officer's home built in 1890. The house is bright and airy, with 11-foot-high ceilings and detailed wood paneling. Welch, who also serves as the tribe's historic preservation officer, oversaw its restoration 4 years ago.
It hadn't been given any serious maintenance attention since the 1950s. It required 288 gallons of paint because the wood had been exposed for so long. The wood was basically a gigantic sponge.
The tribe has rehabbed five of the fort's oldest buildings by cobbling together tribal, federal, and private funding. A total of $4 million has been spent so far, but many other buildings still stand in a state of disrepair. Apache flute music plays in the background at the tribe's museum near the fort entrance. Ramon Riley is the museum's cultural resources director and was a student at the boarding school in the 1950s. He says it's important to keep the fort and school alive.
We need to keep it open and inform our kids, you know, what we went through. The fort needs to be here, to be present, to remind us that this will never happen again.
In 1922, the Army left Fort Apache. It was taken over by the Interior Department, which opened the boarding school the following year. Then in 1960, Congress passed a law declaring the fort to be held in trust by the government for the tribe. And that's what's at issue in this case, exactly what responsibilities the government has for this property, and ultimately, for the more than 50 million acres of land it holds in trust for tribes. University of Colorado law professor David Getches says the so-called trust doctrine goes back to the founding of the nation.
It arises out of the fact that tribal control of property has always been limited by law. And the flip side of that is if you're going to limit the tribe's control, then you expect the government to act in a what we call a fiduciary manner, to exercise care and stewardship over the property.
But the Justice Department will argue today the 1960 law did not make the government liable for the $14 million the tribe says is needed to restore the fort. Robert Williams is a law professor at the University of Arizona.
What they would like the court to say is, look, the statute doesn't say that Congress intends for the government to be specifically liable, so therefore the court doesn't have any business imposing liability.
The White Mountain Apache tribe, which brought the suit, says even if the 1960 law doesn't spell out the government's liability, it's specific enough. Moreover, because the government has controlled the fort for more than a century, it should be required to keep it in good condition. Tribes and federal officials all across the country are watching the Fort Apache case closely. Government lawyers fear a flood of lawsuits if the court rules in the White Mountain Apache's favor. But this Supreme Court under Chief Justice William Rehnquist hasn't been a friendly forum for Native Americans. They've won only 23% of cases in the last two decades, less than any other type of litigants. Again, David Getches.
When Indians go to the Supreme Court, they lose. The 80% losing ratio is pretty stunning relative to the tribe's history before that. Back in the Berger Court, a court that was understood by most people to be a pretty conservative court, Indian tribes won about 58% of the time.
In a second Native American trust case before the Supreme Court today, The Navajo Nation has sued the government for $600 million for alleged mismanagement of its coal lease negotiations. Decisions are expected in both cases later this month. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker on the Fort Apache Reservation.